Wow. Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Wow. Hey, this is Miles.
We already did the gong, man. Get with it.
I know. I don't want to be outdone, though. I will not be outdone.
Hey, get it on, bang a gong. Get it on.
Ever!
Yeah. Yes. It's Miles, the NyQuil Miles on the other end here.
I'm tired. I've been tired for like 3 or 4 days now.
I've got a scratchy throat and a runny nose, and I don't feel good. My name's Miles.
I've been tired. Can I not be tired?
I'm all stomped up.
No, nice. I wish. I'm tired.
Ooh, you're Pat. Ooh.
Oh, so so you recently took a trip?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
I can't believe this myself, but I actually
went bungee jumping.
I went to Lambeau Field.
Oh, that's right, the Packer thing, right?
I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah.
I grew up near Chicago, so I'm always going to be a Chicago person.
How would you mean by near Chicago?
But I was invited because I was my brother-in-law got some really kick-ass seats for this scrimmage thing. It was like right on the 50-yard line.
Sure, there you go. Right. Which side? Which side of the 50? The red side or the black side? It's like a giant roulette wheel.
Yeah, you know, it really wasn't set up that way. That's the weird part. Yeah.
You're only on one side of the 50-yard line? There's nobody on the other side?
That's right. No, it was set up. No, the whole stadium was open, man. It was like,
so there was people everywhere?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Okay. So keep going. 50-yard line.
And
how close to the field?
We're about 5 rows up.
From the turf?
Yeah.
Yep. No way.
Yeah. I'll swear on your mother's eyes. That is the truth.
Jesus. What the hell is that kind of saying there?
I don't know. I just like to say it.
Sounds like some kind of, Muslim saying there.
I swear on Allah's eyes. I swear it. But I feel like I caused a problem, and I always hate when I...
Because you wore all your Bears paraphernalia, right?
I was told not to wear any. I was like, Miles, don't be an asshole. Please don't wear your Bears stuff.
Well, there's nothing wrong with wearing a Bears cap. Nothing. It's just a cap.
No, I'm not Sean Connery. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Money Penny, look at my Bears cap. No, but no, I just...
All right. Where's my Bears underoos? That's all.
Yeah. My Bears thong. I wore that. And, actually, on the this isn't my story, but on the way in, we saw like some nice butt cheeks hanging out of some shorts. I'm like, holy cow! Yeah,
there wasn't a mirror or anything, was it? Wasn't looking at your own butt cheeks.
It was nice. It was
very nice. I have such a hot ass.
Oh my!
Oh my!
Oh my! But so anyway, I felt that I should reward my brother-in-law for these really great seats. So I bought him and my sister some beer.
Oh, bad move.
Yeah, because they weren't going to buy it.
Yeah.
I think it was, like, really super expensive. I think it was, like, $6 or $7 a cup or something. It was like,
here you go. Here's 2 cups.
And I thought, well, I'll break down, here I go. But, just say thank you.
Here's the kids' college money. Have a beer.
Yeah. Sorry, it's all I can't afford. But,
yeah.
I think my sister must have given my brother-in-law the beer, because he seemed to be doing okay, he was like, seemed pretty good mood,
Well, and that and the OxyContin he took before you got
drunk. Yeah, that... here's where the problem...
Hi-yo!
Here's where the problem came in. There's like 20 beach balls just going all around the place.
Hey, catch a beach ball.
Everyone's like, oh, great. Beach ball. One comes to my brother-in-law.
I want to stab it with a knife.
A la meet the parents. Instead of hitting it upwards, he does a slam dunk.
Spike.
He spikes it into this woman's face. Right behind him.
Eat that, Bears fans.
And she was wearing, like, sunglasses, so you really couldn't see her expression. But it was just like, whack! Like, bam! Like, uh-oh. Oh, sorry.
Nice.
And you dare not laugh, you know, because you're like, oh, my God.
Kids, did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Uncle Larry just spiked that ball in that lady's face.
No more beer for Larry. No more beer for Larry.
He didn't yell like cum shot or anything just before he did.
Oh, man.
Here comes the money shot, sister.
Yeah. She's like, nice going, Fokker.
Is that what she said?
No. She didn't say not a word. Not a word was spoken. Yeah, you know, she had to be stewing the whole time.
I wish I could buy a $6 beer.
And a little while later, these balls keep going all over the place. You know,
sorry, lady.
And, like, the cops are even, like, throwing them back, you know, because you think, like, the cops would keep them. No, they're, like, throwing them back to the people and all this.
Keeps you out of the, you know...
Oh,
keep you off the road for a while till you sober up.
The lady had her chance.
Hey, now, is this the guy that had the handicap placard?
No.
Oh, okay, just checking.
This is the guy who has season tickets for the Packers, and he actually broke his leg and actually watched the game with a broken leg before he sought medical help.
Oh, he broke his leg at the game?
While tailgating, he broke his leg.
Oh, my God. He went and watched the game?
Went and watched the game knowing that he broke his leg, and then he sought medical help after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, you guys are insane.
But,
so I wasn't far off from the OxyContin story.
Yeah, there. But later on, that lady he whacked, she got a ball. She actually went almost like fell right into her lap, and she had a chance, you know.
She should have beamed him around the head.
No, she didn't. She just threw it up and got rid of it.
You know, it wasn't Tammy Faye Baker just before she kicked it, was it? You know, turn the other cheek.
No.
Okay.
No,
she kicked it before this, I think. So.
No, yeah, she kicked it a long time ago.
She wasn't the lady that had her ass cheeks hanging out, was she?
No, I only would. No, it looked like if Posh Spice let herself go quite a bit, then.
quite a bit.
Quite a bit, so.
Like Pudge Spice.
If you're listening to this and you're a woman that was at Lambeau Field during family night, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
No, you're not. You're laughing.
Had I known that he was going to spike it in your face, I would not have done it. I didn't know he was going to spike it in this woman's face. Man, I was like, whack!
Here, have this meat, you Packers.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
And then... I've got the retarded triplets sitting behind me, so a bunch of teenagers.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your wife and kids there for a second.
Yeah. Oh.
Just a joke. Just a joke.
Burn.
Just a joke.
Burn. Oh, you're a dick. You are a dick, man.
I'm a dick. You're right.
Oh, you are an asshole.
Your brother-in-law's a dick. He smacked the lady in the face.
It was an accident.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. You don't go spiking a ball in a girl's face, you know? Unless she deserves it, I mean. But,
I guess he didn't knock her sunglasses off, so.
Yeah, no, they were still on.
I believe that I recall a story a long time ago where you threw a basketball at somebody's face and knocked their glasses off.
That was different. That was...
Yeah.
I was not drunk.
So you say.
That was different.
You know.
Oh, but no, I had these teenagers behind me with this, like, retarded commentary throughout the whole thing. It was like 3 hours of just retards.
Oh, look at that guy in the cast. Oh, look at him.
Then they go, oh, look at that lady got it right in the face.
Yeah. No, they had no comment on that, luckily.
That was probably, their mom.
Yeah. No, their mom was actually on the end of the bleachers.
Oh, all right. Probably their aunt.
Yeah.
Settle down, Nanook.
You've been sterilized, if you ask me.
Oh, nice. So how'd the game go?
Well, since they it was only their offense versus their defense, they won. So. You
know. Oh, it was an exhibition game, I guess.
It was just a scrimmage.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
I got face planted at the scrimmage. Your brother-in-law doesn't have. He's not the one with the plumber's crack, is he? Because he could have. He could have smacked her in the face and spun around and showed her his ass crack and then sat down.
I've never talked about this guy. I've never talked. We'll call him Larry.
Oh, Uncle Larry.
Larry's not a guy you want to joke with too much. He doesn't have much of a sense of humor. So
well, he obviously does for others.
But this is my sister who's in love with the Rock.
You know? I love that Rock.
Says Larry.
I love that Rock.
Does Larry look anything like the Rock?
No.
Can you smell what Larry's cooking? It smells like vinyl.
How are you like my beach ball in your face, sweetheart? You like it?
This is the way we do it down south, honey.
You like it rough? You like it rough, huh? So, just be
love
careful.
Love that Rock!
Supplying alcohol to relatives.
Larry, hit him in the face! Hit her in the face!
Just
Larry.
Be careful. Just you be careful.
And this is what I did with the Ultimate Warrior.
I freaked out my sister because I showed her the website and I showed her all the hate mail we've gotten from my video.
Oh, really? Was she all upset?
Yeah, she was fearing for my life. I go, don't worry about me. They think that other guy did it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'd like to clear that up, by the way.
Oh, no. I didn't do anything.
I'd like to clear that up. It's not. All I did was post it. So I guess I'm just as bad. But
you're driving the your getaway car. Right?
I did not make it. Well, I shouldn't say that. I helped make it.
Yeah.
And posted it. So maybe I am worse off.
You conceived it.
I did not make Buddy Holly be Qui Gung Jin or whatever his name is there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should do a video with Weezer's looks like Buddy Holly, you know, that'd be funny.
Oh,
Holly. What's with these homies dissing my girl?
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's with this beach ball? You lick it in the face, huh?
Plastic surgery.
Watch. Ooh, turn on.
Bend it like Beckham right here.
Oh, man. Oh, and then they had like a kids like jumpy stuff outside. You know,
free beer. What?
No, there was no free beer outside. There's the stuff for stuff to
the jump house, right? Yeah.
Jump house, throw a football.
Yeah. Your kids hit a lady in the face.
Yeah, hit a lady in the face and win a beer.
Your kids, you wanna win a toy football?
She's only 2 feet away. You can't miss her. But now they're putting wristbands on everybody. If you were going to go in there, you know, this fenced off area, you had to have wristbands.
Yeah.
So they've got, I can only assume this is a little bit of a challenged individual helping with this.
Okay.
But it's like, you've got to sign a release. Like,
you got to have a wristband, and you got to sign a release in case you get hit in the face. You won't sue us.
And I noticed the more he's talking, like the more he's like spitting on himself, right?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything, but like he gets my kids, he gets my.
I
wife.
Would like to thank you on behalf of the Green Bay Packers organization.
Yeah. Well, I'm next. Next thing I know,
and he's Jerry Lewis.
Chin. Yeah, he wipes his chin with his hands, and then he gets my wristband going.
You get the special moist one. I like you.
Yeah. I changed my mind. I'm going to be in the shitter for a while.
Are you with the guy that hit the lady in the face?
No, this was before the lady got
hit. Oh, okay.
This was before.
That's my mother.
Yeah.
You hit my mother in the face?
Why'd you put him? Would you like my balls?
Yes. Oh, goodness. So it looks like a good time was had by all.
Yeah, pretty much.
You got spit on by a differently abled person. And
maybe I was wrong. Maybe, but he did seem to have some problem with expectorating.
Expectorating?
Expectorating.
Is that a word?
I think so.
I think it's a word.
It's a highfalutin word for spitting.
It's expectorating.
It's a word for spitting. Ask your wife.
Excuse me, Green Bay Packer special ed helper. I don't want to be expectorated upon, please.
Well, I don't mean mean, but...
Could I get a different bracelet that maybe is dry, perhaps?
Or a scarf or a dickie or something. Man, Jesus. I'm just saying. I'm not being rude, but come on. You know, I don't want fluids on my wristband, man.
Well, speaking of being, mistaken for the differently abled...
Yes.
I was at Walmart last night, and some lady asked me if I work there, so I felt pretty bad. Now, the bizarre thing was, I was in shorts. Again,
that blue vest that you like to wear.
I was in a blue shirt. But I was wearing shorts.
Oh, God.
And.
Oh, this guy's got, like, legs like tree trunks. Oh,
and.
Like white maple walking around.
White maple. Like a birch tree.
Yeah, birch, like two birch legs walking around.
They're peeling.
This guy's got cankles, man.
Cankles. So I was like, I was pissed because I was getting my oil changed, by the way.
I'm nauseated, actually.
And I was walking away from the auto thing because they weren't done yet. Uh-huh. And this lady goes, and this young lady goes, do you work here? And I'm like, no. And she's like, I'm sorry. So I'm like, you know, I didn't look, I mean, maybe I did look like I worked there. I was pretty,
Because I only date hot Walmart guys.
Yeah, that's, I don't think that was going to happen.
I saw you, and,
I don't think that was going to happen.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm making the Men of Walmart calendar. The, I was wondering if you could help me pick out some men.
they're looking for an outdoors background at the photo studio, and we thought we could use your legs as just like tree trunks.
A couple of birch trees over there.
A couple
there.
Of birch trees so the kids can sit there. It looks like they're yeah. Birds, it's really your legs, your pasty.
Yeah, you can.
Gross, hairless legs.
I have hair on my legs. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
go ahead. Sorry.
Not a lot of hair, but. Hey.
This lady's like. The bathroom's out of plugs, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, I was just like thinking for a minute, should I be upset by this, which I was.
Right.
Or, you know, what makes her think I look like, I'm like totally disheveled looking because it's like 100 bazillion degrees outside, you know.
Right.
And I don't have any air conditioning in the car I was driving. Uh-huh. So I'm like totally windblown and like crazed looking with like heat stroke.
That sounds like an employee to me.
That's what I thought.
It's like, she pegged you right on. And you're like, oh.
Were you getting carts, by the way?
This is a no-brainer.
So anyway, I was just like, oh, Christ. Have I sunk back, you know, am I Walmart material or what? Is that what it is all about? Is that my next gig here?
Well, I don't know.
Is that where my future lies?
I don't know.
Working the Walmart, not only just going there every week to buy some crazy shit.
That's not good enough. You have to work there.
I have to work there.
Oh, man.
Oh, and I got waited on today by the angriest Dairy Queen lady I've ever been met.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was. I had to travel a little bit, and on the way back to work, I stopped by the Dairy Queen in I think it was Warrenton, Missouri.
I got a coupon.
No coupon. Yeah. I walk up. She says nothing. It's like that lady on Monsters, Inc., you know, Selma or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like. But she doesn't say a word.
The giant slug?
Yes.
Yeah?
She doesn't say a word, though. And I go, you know, I want a chocolate shake or whatever. And she goes, she kind of gives me the head nod. Right? Like, okay, I got it. I was with another person, and they got something. And so then she tells me the total.
That'll be, $6 or whatever.
So I count out my money, you know, and I'm making some comment about how my money's all mixed up because I don't have it all laid out real nice, and so I got to find things in this big wad of money. And no laugh, no nothing. And then she just starts making, she doesn't say another word and looks, like, really angry to be there. Very angry.
Yeah.
So.
I believe that story because I I'm like the bitchiest teenage girls to work at our local one.
Well, this is an old lady, though, so.
Oh, they always have, like, some jailbait working at ours, but it's always, like, you can tell the job must suck because they're, like, angry looking. They're like, yeah? What do you want?
So that was that's been my last couple days here, so.
Yeah, buddy.
I didn't get to go see the pack, but, you know.
I'm not a pack fan. I just went.
I didn't get to go like you did to go see the pack, you know.
Sorry, man.
Your kid is, though, so he probably had a good time.
One of my kids is, yeah.
So, oh, you qualify. One of your kids is. Yeah. The one I disown.
He's not my son.
The one that I'm going to talk to Montel about.
Montel. Mm-hmm.
So, I hope you get to go back and sit with your drunk brother-in-law, Larry, again. And
if it works out, I might be going to the Bears-Packers game here about another month, actually.
Well, there you go. I guess you shouldn't say too much about his habits of hitting women in the face.
Well, hopefully he'll never listen to the show. So.
Oh, there you go.
Just keep your balls to yourself.
Good luck with that.
Yep.